And we're very lucky to have the star of the show, Josh Klongtart, on the phone. Good afternoon, Josh.
Oh, Mick, thank you for having me.
No worries. It is very exciting, and so is this show. I was born just after Reg Livermore's performance in 1975. But from what I can see and what I've read, this was a revolutionary performance, and once the everyone sort of latched onto it, they loved it. So how did you find about this show? How old were you when you discovered it?
I was born the year of its conception.
Right.
So you were a year later than me, Mick, and so I probably had no chance of seeing it either. So it was something that I was, you know, growing up, I was familiar with Reg as far as being a legend of the theatre, and I was always very obsessed with theatre, even as a child. I was kind of introduced to the Rocky Horror Picture Show late at night while my parents were in bed, and that kind of blew my mind in a kind of a very positive way, and then knew that Reg had in fact played Frankenfurter.
That's right.
And listened to the recording, and he just has that guttural kind of raw rawness that I just thought, this guy's just awesome. And it's very different to what we probably used to with, you know, musical theatre. It's not about the vocality, it's more about the storytelling, and he's an actor's musical theatre performer. Not to say that the musical theatre is like everything, he's everything. He's like a triple threat. He's an amazing dancer, incredible, and he's a beautiful man. Like, the relationship that I've kind of developed with Reg has been, thankfully, going in a really lovely direction. And it's he's amazing. And it was like the imagery of him as Betty. I saw it on the album. I said, I've seen that image before in my subconscious. You know, so it's I was very overwhelmed with the idea of playing it, and it took me quite a few. Took the producer quite a few goes to kind of convince me that this is something that I should embark on, because it was kind of terrifying.
Sure.
The pressure also of people who just love it so much, and their memories are so fond, and they really went into a place when they saw this show. It was so important. So it's back, and here we are.
And even more nerve-wracking when you've got the person who played Betty Blockbuster originally there with you watching it. I mean,
it was the good thing was that Reg and I started kind of having a friendship. So that meant that when he came to rehearsal in our first run, I felt like I had a friend there watching as well as Reg Livermore, which took the pressure off significantly, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I was still, you know, nervous as all, but it really did help, I think. And it calmed him down too, because it's a big thing to, you know, to watch your life all over again. Characters that he's incredibly close to.
Yeah.
I could never underestimate what that would be like for him, so many years later.
And the character itself, Betty, was a saucy housefrau, as the website described.
A German
maid entertaining the troops. Have you retained that same sort of era and that same concept of time?
Well, look, I haven't had any complaints from the Betty lovers, you know, and I've met quite a few of them after. And one thing that Reg was very, very adamant about, and this was in our first lunch that we had together, and that was to keep the spirit of the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was up for, you know, new characters and the reimagining of it, but he was very, very clear about the spirit. And so we take all of that very seriously, and we know what it means to people when they come to see this. I mean, they're paying money, and everyone has worked so hard to make that happen.
Yeah.
Brian Thompson, who, he won the Tony for Rocky Horror, did the set, and he has been amazing and so invested. Tim Chappell, the wardrobe, the costume designer, won the Academy for Priscilla. Amazing. To be surrounded by these people. Craig Islett is just the master of kind of everything. He's directing it, and Andrew and Vanessa producing. So it's been, you're surrounded with these extraordinary people. So you feel very safe.
Yeah.
You know? You feel very, you know, it's not a bad company to be in.
Oh, bloody hell, it's amazing. Yeah, you got such great people around you.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. I mean, I just was gobsmacked, because these are people that were, as a kid, I was just going, my God, they changed my life, you know, and so it's a real privilege. And the audiences just are so beautiful. It's been really, really a great privilege of an experience.
And you would have got a chance to meet, like you say, the, I don't know what they call themselves, the bloody Betty Blockbusterophiles from the original show.
Yeah, there's a really, it's such an unusual performing experience. I've never experienced anything like it before. And it's, we've brought the lights up slightly on the audience, so I can see the faces. And because Craig said, "Do you want them up or down?" I said, "No, I think I want them up, because I just want to, you know, see people's eyes." And you can see some of these audience members that just are going back to a place. Oh. And there's a few people. Excuse me, I can't believe I'm going to sneeze on live audio. there's a couple of audience members that you just see grooving with their eyes shut, and he's kind of like, they're not really interested in all the whiz-bang costumery even. They just want to go back to that place, and it's just a really beautiful thing to watch with an audience, just the different responses to the material.
Yeah.
And there is a real nostalgia, I think, for people who've been to Betty Blockbuster. We've kept, you know, three of the original characters, and there's a couple of, we call them Reg Ridges, which Captain Jack and The Show Must Go On, and so that's it's just a really important thing to have enough there that's familiar territory for those original devotees.
Oh, that's right.
Devotees.
Yeah. And you've got some of the original tracks as well, or is it all original tracks? So you've got some new ones as well.
We've got Tones and I. We've got some, Macy Gray. We've got some Randy Newman. You know,
modern.
It's a very, very, it covers a lot of ground, musical ground, and it's so much fun, and the band are ridiculous, and these wonderful, the band is just out of control. So it's a pleasure on that front too for everybody, I think.
Fantastic. And I guess lastly, the cabaret scene in Australia, you would have seen it evolve over the years. Is it in a good place? Do you feel like people still love to see cabaret live? Is there still a place for it?
To be honest with you, I'm not. This is very, again, it's a kind of new territory for me. So okay. I'm not really au fait with the cabaret scene, okay. And I guess I'm approaching this as its own beast. I think I don't really quite know what it is, but I don't know. It's unusual, because it's not someone getting up on stage and talking about their life and then singing some songs. They're characters, they're survivors, or they're the monsters of society that come out from the dark and tell their stories amid song. And it's its own, I think Reg created his own thing, and I find it hard to put it in category. I wouldn't know how to describe it, and that in itself is really wonderful to kind of think, what is this that we're doing? But for whatever reason, it seems to be working. It certainly worked with Reg.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst thing would be if you didn't saw a whole lot of disappointed faces out there in the crowd. You just go, oh my God.
Lights down. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine putting that makeup up on every night when you know that you're going out there and they're just hating you.
Well, no, I'm sure the audience is loving it. And if you would love to enjoy this as well, you can get on down to the Spiegel Tent.
Part
of the Sydney Festival. It's going on until Sunday, so get in quick. I'm sure there's limited tickets left for the rest of the run. Get on to sydneyfestival.org.au. Do a search for Betty. Actually, just do a search for Betty, and I'm sure you'll find it. Betty Blockbuster Reimagined with the very special guest we've been talking to, Josh Quong-Tart. Good luck with the rest of the run.
You too. Thanks so much for having me.
No worries at all, and hopefully we'll chat to you another time.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thank you so much.